This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is eager to become developed and self-reliant. Delivering the 6th Ramnath Goenka lecture in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said that at a time when the world is fearful of disruption, India is confidently moving in the direction of a bright future.
आज जब दुनिया डिसरप्शन से डर रही है भारत वाइब्रेंट फ्यूचर के डायरेक्शन में आगे बढ़ रहा है इंडियन एक्सप्रेस के इस मंच से मैं कह सकता हूं भारत सिर्फ एक इमर्जिंग मार्केट ही नहीं है भारत एक इमर्जिंग मॉडल भी है आज दुनिया इंडियन ग्रोथ मॉडल को मॉडल ऑफ होप मान रहा है
Mr. Modi said in the year 2022, the European crisis affected global supply chains and energy markets, impacting the entire world. And despite this, India's economic growth continued strongly through 2022-23.
In sare sankaton ke beech, hamari economy ne high growth rate hasil karke dikhaya. Saal 2022 mein European crisis ke karan pure duniya ki supply chain aur energy market prabhavit hua. Iska asar puri duniya par pada. Iske bawajood bhi 2022-23 mein hamari economy ki growth tezi se hoti rahi. Saal 2023 mein West Asia mein sthitiyan bigdi, tab bhi hamari growth rate tez rahi. Aur is saal bhi jab duniya mein asthirta hai, tab bhi hamari growth rate 7% ke aaspaas
In Bihar, newly elected BJP MLAs will meet today in Patna to elect their leader. The BJP bagged 89 seats in the recent Bihar Assembly elections. Bihar BJP President Dilip Jaiswal said the party observers will also attend the meeting. Janata Dal United Legislature Party is likely to meet in Patna tomorrow to elect its leader. Newly elected JDU MLAs were supposed to meet yesterday, but it was postponed without citing any reason. After the rescheduling of JDU Legislature Party meeting, there is now a possibility that the NDA Legislative Party meeting scheduled for today may also be postponed. Each constituent party of the NDA will hold its Legislature Party meeting to elect its leader, after which a joint meeting of NDA Legislature Party will take place. The swearing-in ceremony of the new cabinet will be held on Thursday at Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Election Commission has ordered a special revision of electoral rolls in Assam with 1st January 2026 as the qualifying date. In a letter to the Chief Electoral Officer of Assam, the Commission said, the date of publication of integrated draft electoral roll will be 27th of next month, while the period for filing claims and objections will be between 27th December to 22nd January 2026. The date of final publication of the electoral roll will be 10th February 2026. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested another key associate of the terrorist involved in the Red Fort area car blast case. Jaseer Bilal Wani, a Kashmiri resident, was arrested from Srinagar. According to the agency, Wani allegedly provided technical support for carrying out the terror attack, which claimed 10 innocent lives and left around 25 injured. NIA revealed that Wani modified drones and attempted to make rockets ahead of the blast. India's total exports combining merchandise and services rose over 4.8% to $491.8 billion during April to October period of current fiscal as compared to the same period in last fiscal. The UN Security Council last night approved a US plan for Gaza that authorizes an international stabilization force to provide security in the devastated territory and envisions a possible future path to an independent Palestinian state. Russia, which had circulated a rival resolution, abstained along with China on the 13-0 vote. Indian shooter Gurpreet Singh clinched the silver medal in the men's 25-meter center pistol fire event at the ISSF Rifle and Pistol World Championships in Cairo, Egypt. With this, India ended their campaign in the championships at the third place with a total of 13 medals, including 3 gold, 6 silver and 4 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.